Thank you for all the men who read Scripture this evening, and Sam for leading our songs. We started looking tonight at the life or the story of Jesus, about the promise of old, the miraculous birth, the loving teacher, the cruel death on the cross, the necessary resurrection. But now I would like to ask a simple question that has a perplexed answer. Who is this Jesus that everyone keeps talking about? Not the Jesus we read about tonight, but the Jesus that historians talk about, that our friends talk about, that our neighbors talk about. Who is this Jesus? In an answer, there was a child that was born in an obscure village. There was a small boy that was brought up in another obscure village. He goes to work in a carpenter shop until he is around the age 30. And then for 3 brief years, he becomes a preacher, proclaiming a message and living a life. This man never writes a book. This man never holds an office. This man never leads an army. This man never has a family of his own. This man never owns a home. This man never goes to college. This man never travels more than 200 miles from the site where he was born. He gathers a small group of friends, and he teaches them about his way. And while still a very young man, the tides of popular feeling turn against him. One of his friends denies him. Another one of his friends betrays him. He is then turned over to his enemies. He goes through a mockery of a trial. And then he is nailed to a cross between 2 thieves. His executioners gamble for the one piece of property that he owns on this earth while he is dying on the cross. And when he dies, he is laid in a borrowed tomb because of the kindness of a friend. He then raises from the dead. This is the human life of Jesus. Today we look back over 2,000 years and ask, what kind of trail has he left across the centuries? And when we try to sum up the influence that he has had against mighty armies that have marched, against governors and presidents that have ruled, against kings that have reigned over large territories, they all are of little importance with regard to their influence on mankind compared to that of this one solitary man. When we speak about Jesus, we're speaking about somebody that with no reservation changed the face of this world. Whether you believe in him or not, which oftentimes is funny and ironic, because those who disbelieve in Jesus believe in him because he did in fact change the world. Everything that we know is based on him. And denying him does not take away this knowledge. He has done none of the things that we normally associate with greatness. Think of Alexander the Great, or the Roman Empire, or the Spanish naval fleet, or Winston Churchill, all great leaders or mighty forces in their time, but they are all gone. But this Jesus, He changed the entire world. Not just a territory. Not just a blink in time. So why is this important? And why do we care? A Yale historian wrote, "Regardless of what anyone personally thinks or believes about Him, Jesus of Nazareth has been the dominant figure in the history of Western culture for almost 20 centuries. If it were possible for some type of super magnet to pull out every history, every historical scrap of metal, bearing at least a trace of His name, how much would be left?" The answer is, there wouldn't be anything left. Everything that we know about Jesus is engraved, is stamped upon the history of man, starting nearly 2,000 years ago. Because everything was changed when Jesus came. Today, we recognize that. But even in His life on earth, the folks back then didn't understand. They didn't understand who He was. They didn't understand the message He was bringing. They weren't sure quite what to do with Him. Even the leaders of that time were perplexed. Here you have a humble man coming from humble beginnings, without a home, bringing a message about a kingdom of which He will rule. If you look at Catholic tapestries and you look at the images that are on them of a Christ as a king portrayed on the earth, ordained in gold and jewels and finery, it's not right. That's not the humble Jesus that we know that walked on this earth. We know in Matthew 26 when Jesus is praying and the soldiers are coming and Peter takes out his sword and cuts one of the soldier's ear off, and then Jesus puts the ear back on. We know that Jesus tells Peter and those gathered around Him, "Do you think I cannot appeal to my Father, and He will at once send me more than 12 legions of angels?" That was under His control. That was His power. Did Jesus do what a typical military leader would have done in that instance? Did He do what a king or a judge or a governor would have done? He didn't. What Jesus said there was, "If I wanted to, I could ask my Father to send down a significant number of angels to wipe out every human being off the face of this earth." But thank God, He didn't. What He did was, He chose to die. In four words that changed the entire world, Jesus chose to die. He could have called angels, but He didn't. The reason we are here tonight is because He didn't. The reason we remember His sacrifice on the cross each Lord's Day is because He didn't. The reason we have hope and peace and happiness is because He didn't. And the reason we can face death with the promise of a blessing beyond the grave is because He didn't. There should never be a day that goes by that we don't begin every day saying thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for not doing what you could have done. Thank you, Jesus, for not doing what mighty kings would have done. Thank you, Jesus, for not doing what armies would have done. Thank you, Jesus, for not doing what your own disciples would have done. So the question tonight is not really why Jesus. It is really why not Jesus. Centuries have come and gone, but Jesus is still the question of the day. You can ignore Jesus, but he still remains. You can deny Jesus, but he still rules. You can refuse to believe in Jesus, but he is still Lord. Jesus is not going away. He's coming back. And when he comes back, what a glorious day that will be. What will you do with Jesus? He said, "Therefore I said to you that you will die in your sins if you do not believe that I am he." Choose Jesus as your king today, as your humble king today. If you need the prayers of the congregation or would like to be baptized tonight, please come forward as we stand to sing this invitation song.